From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Have you recovered from the Sudoku Championship?
Yeah, well, it took me a few days. First of all, hello.
Hi.
And the championship was great. They had about 900 contestants, as it turned out. The winner was not a surprise. His name is Thomas Snyder. He's a postgraduate student in bioengineering at Stanford. Just a brilliant guy. In the first round, he solved an easy, medium, and hard puzzle in about 9.5 minutes, which was, I think, 7 minutes faster than anybody else in the entire room.
Wow.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, it was nice to have a story about the winner and the championship right after our segment last week. This past week, I actually had a little bit of fun. Everybody wanted to know about you. I was down in Columbia, South Carolina, visiting with the folks at ETV Radio, and it was nice because that's where Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz originates, and I was able to record a few congratulations to her for getting into the National Radio Hall of Fame. So that's real nice. So, but again, I mean, everybody wants to know, you know, what's the answer and what are you like? And I lie. And,
thank you.
And do I know the answers ahead of time and all of that? And, of course, I tell them, no, I don't. It happens every week, and it begins with your reminder of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, it was a real nice one. It came from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. I said, think of a word that can follow the word peanut to form a familiar two-word phrase. If you take the first letter and move it to the next to last position, you get another word that can also follow peanut to form a familiar two-word phrase. What words are these?
Well, I got stuck on butter and brittle, and none of them worked. What was the answer?
The answer is peanut gallery and peanut allergy.
Oh, nice. We had over 3,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Rabbi Barbara Penzer from West Newton, Massachusetts. And I understand I can call you Barbara. Welcome to the program.
I'm delighted to be here.
And your congregation is in Boston?
That's right.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
My husband reminds me that we were doing this in graduate school before we came to Boston, so that's about 20 years.
No kidding. Wow, that's about as long as the puzzle's been on the air.
I think so.
Have you been submitting answers throughout those years?
Off and on, we did. Yeah, there were 2 years we were in Israel, and when we came back, I had missed you so much, so we started submitting a lot more regularly.
And lo and behold, you get to be our player today. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, well, we'll say hi to Barbara and let's play.
All right, Barbara, I'm going to name something that's in a category. You name something else in the category that starts with the second and third letters of the name I give you. For example, if I said Minnesota, you would say Indiana, because the second and third letters of Minnesota are I-N, those start Indiana, and they're both states. All right, number one is green.
Red.
Red is right. Number two is Madison.
Advertising?
Ha. Good one. But I don't think that's what he's looking for, right?
Right. What is Madison an example of in U.S. history?
Oh, Adams.
Adams is right. They're both presidents. Volvo.
Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile is right. Pound.
Ounce.
Ounce is right. Yankees.
Angels.
Angels is right. Crocus.
Rose.
Rose, they're both flowers. Texaco.
Exxon.
Uh-huh. Moscow.
Oslo.
That's right. Airedale. A-I-R-E-D-A-L-E.
Irish Setter.
Good. Grape.
Could be raisin, but probably not. Raspberry. And
raspberry, good. Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Halloween coming right up. Topaz.
Opal.
Uh-huh. Trix, T-R-I-X.
Rice Krispies.
Good. Beatles. Beatles, B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
I should know that. So they're bound to be rock bands. Leanne.
I know, E-A. 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 Eagles.
Eagles. Let's go for the Eagles. I would also have accepted the Easy Beats or Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, okay.
How about Whiskey Sour?
Highball.
Highball is it? And your last one, it's a little tricky. Hamlet.
So it's a Shakespeare play.
Yes, Hamlet.
Oh, because it's A something.
Yes.
A.M. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's it. Two heads together. Great job.
Barbara, nice work.
Well, it's a great being on a team with you, Leanne.
I know. I loved having you on my team. I could have left the room. You were doing so well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Barbara, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of WBUR.
The magic word, member. Rabbi Barbara Penzer from West Newton, Massachusetts. What a treat to play with you today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's that challenge you have for everyone to try and solve over the next week?
Well, name something you might wear in the summer. Two words, five letters in the first word, three letters in the last. Remove the next to last letter and read the result backward. You'll get a word meaning blocks. What words are these? So again, something you might wear in the summer, 5-3, remove the next to last letter and read the result backward, and you'll get a word meaning blocks. What words are these?
Okay, you'll need to pay attention now. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer. That's a new address, which should make the puzzle page easier to find. npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please. And here's something else. Our deadline this week is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.